brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, outward number two of this global transmission against tyranny. From Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, blasting out on the growing list of AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 94.75 at night, 3210, and of course, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to take your calls, cover a lot of news in this hour, get the take of Aaron Russo, who's running for president as a libertarian, get his take on it. We've aired here locally on cable some of his Mad as Hell series, TV show he did. It's excellent. He's exposed the police state, asset forfeiture seizure, NAFTA, GATT, you name it. He's produced a lot of big blockbuster Hollywood films. And he knows all about the New World Order, and we're honored to have him on. And also the network, he's been on a bunch of the shows. The network sends out some of his presidential material for free if you want to call and get any of that. But Mr. Russo, it's good to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here, bud.
For those that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go to break and come back and just jump into all the news and get your take on it.
Sure. All right, let's see. I don't know where to start. Let's see. 19 years old, I was in the ladies' lingerie business, and I designed the first ladies' bikini panties for all everybody out there interested in that. And then when I was 24, I opened a nightclub in Chicago and put on big-name rock and roll shows with Led Zeppelin, The Who, Grateful Dead, on and on. You know, I was one of the big rock promoters in the 60s. And Chicago and Detroit, and then I ran into Bette Midler, and I started managing Bette Midler, and I produced the movie called The Rose, and the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Danny Aykroyd, and I've received 6 Academy Award nominations. I've won an Emmy for a TV show I did with Dustin Hoffman, and Golden Globe nomination.
By the way, I love Trading Places.
Thank you very much. I got a lot of people. You know, it's funny. I always thought that was, like, you know, the most important thing I had done. But most people yell and scream and cheer when I tell them I brought Led Zeppelin to America. You know, so I guess it depends which side of you're in, the music side or the movie side. But I've done television, done movies, done music. I've done so many different things. I won a Tony on Broadway for a show I did with Lionel Hampton and Bette Midler. And I made the video called Mad as Hell, which millions of people across America have seen, promoting freedom in the country. I ran for governor of Nevada in 1998, and I got nearly 30% in a four-way race. I did very, very well there.
You're very charismatic, and a lot of people try to know their facts, know their issues. You know what you're talking about. I think you'd make a great president, Aaron.
Thank you so much. It's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Well, I think in the process, you'll at least educate a lot of people in this, you know, you're not a member of Skull and Bones, and that's a good thing for you, too.
Well, that's one of the things. People say to me, Aaron, do you have any skeletons in your closet? I say, there are no skulls and bones in my closet. You know, and the thing about me is also, I've made many movies, and in every movie I've ever made has been brought in on time, on budget. You know, I'm very, very fiscally conservative. And I have very, very strong beliefs about this economy and things that need to be done in the Federal Reserve and how they're destroying this country, and that they must be about to, for us to ever get America healthy again, we must abolish the Federal Reserve. You know, and there are so many things that we must do in this country to get our country back. And I've spent my life being a businessman and also a creative person, and I feel the skills that I've done in marketing, in creating movies and doing business, are very helpful towards getting this presidency.
You've certainly demonstrated that, and you've been out there fighting tyranny for a long time. When we get back, I want to find out when you discovered the Federal Reserve, the New World Order system, what that was like for this highly successful promoter, a film producer, what that process was like. Then I want to throw out different news stories at you and get your response to them. We should also tell folks your website. It's RussoForPresident.com. Russo spelled R-U-S-S-O. RussoForPresident.com. Got a big fat link to it on Infowars.com. We'll be back with Aaron Russo, who's running for president. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, defending this country against tyranny, resisting the despotism that is upon us. I'm honored to have him on the show, and I heard he was running for president about a month ago. I wanted to get him on. We finally got him on. He's Aaron Russo. And again, this guy ran for governor in Nevada as a third-party candidate, got 30% of the vote. That's a big deal. He's passionate. He's intelligent. He's an award-winning, again, producer of major films. And he's been out there fighting the New World Order for a long time. Aaron Russo, when did you wake up to the New World Order? What was the process like, you know, for a big promoter who was, you know, bringing Led Zeppelin to America and making big films and doing all this? I mean, what was the process like? When did you, wake up to what was going on?
Well, it's an interesting question because, you know, it's sort of subtle. It just grows on you a little bit at a time. It's not like one day you just wake up and recognize it. At least for me, it wasn't.
Exactly.
But, you know, for me, it was a gradual thing. You know, I just said, you know, this IRS situation, these guys are really terrible, and how can they behave the way they behave? And then you start reading books and you start seeing the police treating people poorly and treating people as if they were dogs and sheep. So how could this be this way? I don't remember it was this way when I grew up. And you start seeing more and more, and a little more and more grows on you and begin to realize. And then I left the country. I said, you know, I was so fed up with America that I said, you know, there's only three things you can do. You can.
And I'd also add that you're also a veteran.
Oh yeah, but there's really only three things you can do. You can either leave the country, You can sort of work away at it and be very quiet and just mind your own business and not be too obvious, as some people do it. Or you can fight. And so the first thing I did, I'm getting out of here, you know.
So you chose the path, though, of not being a coward. Now you're fighting it.
Oh, now, yeah, I'm just trying to tell you how it's, you know, the evolution of everything.
And the path of the coward is just doing nothing and minding your own business.
Hey,
you
well,
take
I agree with that. It's not necessarily a coward. You know, some people...
No, I'm not saying you're a coward. What I'm saying is that I've been cowardly before in the past fighting this, but I just decided to be as bold as possible.
I think you have to be. Ultimately, that's where I came out as well. So I first left the country, and I moved to Tahiti, my family.
Oh, boy, that sounds good.
And it was fabulous, you know. But I began to realize, you know, particularly Ross Perot was very important for me. Even though Ross Perot doesn't have a philosophy that I believe in, seeing that when he ran, all the millions of people that were dissatisfied with America. So up to then, I thought I was alone. I didn't realize there were millions of others who felt like I did. I thought I was this lonely voice all by myself. So when Ross Perot ran and I saw the dissatisfaction in the country, it gave me the courage and the energy to say, you know, I'm going to stand up now.
No, that's a big part of it, is they make us feel alone, all compartmentalized. But, Aaron, I've done over 1,500 radio interviews the last 3 years, and I'm telling you, we'll take 20, 30 calls, and they all agree, whereas 5 years ago, half of them disagreed. I've seen a massive awakening take place.
There's no question about it. That's one of the reasons why I ran for president. And what happened was, when I first began to wake up, I started the Constitution Party, you know, which is something that's still in existence today, that Howard Phillips is now running.
And it's educated millions of people.
Yes, it has. I mean, and so I started that party, and then I made Mad as Hell, and I put that out there. And now... You know, what I've tried to do is I ran for governor, and I woke up a lot of people in Nevada, and now I'm taking all my experience, all my years of being a producer, of knowing how to market, of knowing how to reach out to the public, and take my philosophy of freedom. You know, the motto of my campaign is all your freedoms all the time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's what we have to stand for. All your freedoms all the time.
Well, and you're a bold bulldog in this fight. And I want to throw a few articles out at you. Court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell. Fifth Circuit rules they don't need warrants to come in your house. And I made the point that they can claim that black people aren't human beings. Those rulings are null and void. Then in Nevada, your state, a headline, Las Vegas Review Journal, the road to the police state, must Americans show their papers, please. The Supreme Court said there's no Fifth Amendment in your own backyard or on the sidewalk. You got to give them an ID card and answer all their questions. I thought we had a Fifth Amendment, Aaron.
Did they come out with that today?
Came out with that Monday.
No key. I've been on the ride. I must have missed that. Oh, my God. I didn't know they came out with that ruling.
What do you think about it?
Again, it's the path. You know, we're going down this path. There's no more personal freedom in this country. And again, I keep going back to that's why I'm running for presidency. I mean, it's just one abuse after the other on the people of America. Sometimes when I speak, you know, I tell people America's becoming a police state, and it is a police state. They say, what do you mean America's the freest country in the world? And I say, now let me give you an example. Imagine you're driving your car down the highway. You're minding your own business. You're obeying all the traffic laws even. And you're driving along, you look in your rearview mirror, and you see a police car coming up behind you. How does that make you feel? Safe and secure, or uncomfortable? And it's 100% uncomfortable.
Whereas 30 years ago...
Because that servant is there. That man is your servant. He works for you. Why can he make you uncomfortable? It should not be that way.
Why are they wearing black ski masks? Why are they driving armored vehicles?
Exactly.
You know, taking our blood at checkpoints now. Have you heard about that?
Of course I have.
I mean, this is insane.
It's beyond insanity. It's total it's tyranny. I don't know what... I mean, that's why the people of America have to wake up. That's why I'm running for president. I'm spending a personal fortune doing this because I believe so much in the Founding Fathers and what we have here. You know, and I'm just trying to live up to it so I can look at myself in the mirror every day and say, Aaron, at least you're trying.
Well, you're a bulldog, and God bless you for what you're doing. It's just...
But we know what's happening out. People are actually waking up, because what's interesting this year is that with Kerry and Bush, you have a situation where they're virtually identical.
They're cousins.
They're virtually identical. And people in America, you know, they're trying to convince Americans that how different they are. But it's laughable. So when people say, well, Aaron, what do you mean they're identical? I start naming off the list. Let's start looking. They both voted for the war. They both want to send more troops to Iraq. They both support the Patriot Act. They both overspend. They both support the military draft that's coming. They both support the Federal Reserve. They're both supporting the FCC and the ban on free speech. George Bush and Kerry both stand for free speech zones in America, right? I mean, they both belong to Skull and Bones. They both support welfare. But they both support foreign aid.
They both support the upcoming assault weapons ban that Bush says he'll sign.
Gun control, exactly, the gun control issues. I mean, it's everything. But people are waking up to it and they're saying, you know, we don't know who to vote for. I'm saying, here, I'm going to give you a choice. That's why I'm running for president. I'm going to use all my marketing skills, everything I know.
Well, Aaron, I know if they let you in the debate because you're a riveting speaker and know your stuff. You're, as I said, a bulldog. That's what you remind me of.
Have you seen Mad as Hell?
Yeah, we've aired it here in Austin.
Fab. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. But if you were, if they let you in the debates, if they put you on a bunch of TV shows, I know you'd get the votes. But they, you know, they learned not to do that. How are you going to force the mainstream media to give you more than a few paltry interviews?
Well, let's see. Last week I was on Fox News. I was on CNN. The fact that I come from Hollywood and I have all that background gives them a spin that they like to talk about. I just made two TV commercials. When you see them, you're gonna just be awed by the TV commercials. They're so very, very powerful. I was on Neil Bortz yesterday. I'm going to be on Howard Stern Friday. I'm talking to Dennis. I'm talking to all the big TV shows now about putting me on, and they do put me on because I come out of that community, and I know all those people. I come from that world, and so they know me on a different level.
So it's hard for them to pigeonhole you or say you're a quack.
That's the beauty of what I'm doing is I come out of the establishment and yet I stand up for all these issues that I believe in, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, everything we've been discussing. And because I come from the establishment, I'm dangerous to them. You see?
What type of feedback have you gotten from the neocons and the liberals?
Well, I'll tell you, when I ran for governor of Nevada, even Jack Nicholson, who's a liberal, supported me. He made radio commercials for me. Okay? So if I can start getting the Hollywood community behind my campaign, it's going to get tons and tons of press. And there's no third party in the race. Ralph Nader is going to fade away. He's got nothing to do. So I'm going to be there to fulfill that. And there are millions of people across America who, if they had someone to vote for who believed in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and getting rid of this gun control nonsense, they would come out and vote.
Absolutely.
We have to tap into that, Alex. Okay. That's the point. We have to tap into the dissatisfaction of America and say to the American people, here's a guy who believes like you believe, and he's standing up and fighting for it. And
now, are you going to, I'm pretty sure you're the most prominent candidate out there, obviously the best of the libertarians. Do you think you're going to get the libertarian nomination?
Well, let me put it this way. I started 8 weeks ago in this race, and I'm already in the lead, and the wind's at my back. I feel very, very secure of that. Yes, I don't feel that's a problem at all. You know, I'm very secure in that situation.
Okay, I want to shift gears here for a minute because
sure.
On your website you talk a lot about this phony war with Bush's business partner Saddam. Almost said his other business partner Bin Laden.
Right.
This war is a total fraud. The troops are getting killed more and more every day.
Yeah, five more yesterday, right?
Yeah, well, today, too. And they're covering up the numbers of dead. This war, what do you think about it?
I think there was a disgrace. I think, I mean, when we had shock and awe, and to me it was so scary. You know, the government is saying we're going to shock and awe these people, we're going to shock and awe them, and they start blowing all these bombs up. And everybody in America is sitting in front of their TV sets watching these giant explosions.
Yeah, the Empire.
As if it was a fireworks show. You know, not really. There are people dying underneath there. There are little children being maimed.
Did you know Domino's Pizza said that was their record sale night, better than the Super Bowl?
Because everybody's sitting home watching Shock and Awe, the fireworks exhibit. It was disgusting. I was embarrassed to be American that night. I really was. It made me sick to my stomach. The war is a diversion. It's about oil.
And now Bush has made a joke where he looks under the desk, oh, where's the weapons of mass destruction? It's real funny now.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. Right. You know, and Afghanistan was about getting pipelines to the Caspian Sea. That's what that was about.
And the smack.
What's that?
It was also for the smack.
Oh, the heroin? I see. Yeah, well, they're growing more than ever there, now that we're there.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I was friends with one of the people in the CFR.
Hey, what? Stay there. I want to hear about this when we get back. Aaron Russo. He's running for president as a libertarian. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire,
the ring
baby.
Of fire. The ring.
The truth
of fire.
Hurts, but it's better to face the truth than to keep blindly stumbling around in the dark with all these pitfalls. Coming up in the next segment, we'll take your calls for presidential candidate Aaron Russo, libertarian. And again, he got 30% of the vote in Nevada. He's very popular and very intelligent and a riveting speaker. And I would love to see him in the debates, but I don't think they're going to let him do that. But if he gets, if there's enough pressure, maybe that'd happen. I mean, I'd pay to watch that. The toll-free number to join us is 800 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, the CFR is a group publicly sworn to set up a world government. Mr. Russo was saying he talked to a friend of his that's in the CFR. Please continue.
Yeah, what I was saying was that, you know, coming out of the establishment after I made Mad as Hell, and right before I was, right after I ran for governor, I was running for governor, rather, through a third-party source, I got a call from a CFR, you know, from a lawyer who wanted me to meet with one of the Rockefeller family, and I did. And this gentleman and I started hanging out together and talking because it was he wanted to learn from me, and I wanted to learn from him. And it was really, really quite amazing the way they look at the world. They, many of them, not him necessarily, but many people in the CFR actually think they're doing the right thing. You know, they think the world is
Let me guess what they said.
Yes.
Aaron, the world is very dangerous. We have to be ruthless because all these other countries will get the weapons. And, you know, we know best and we've got to organize society because people are so stupid. And, you know, why don't you join the elite, Aaron? Why don't you be with us?
Well, you pretty much hit it right on the head. You know, Aaron, what are you doing this for? Come, you're a smart, successful guy. Come, you know, come hang out with us. And there's lots of business to do. There's many things. And, you know, when everybody has their ID cards and their little chips and all those things, if anybody ever bothers you, yours will say, kiss my ass on it. And that way the cop or whoever's bothering you will leave you alone. He'll know you're part of us. And, you know, the attitude was that they know what's best for the world.
So David Rockefeller,
people are just peasants, and you know they have no say in their own lives, and they think, and a lot of them think they're just doing the best thing for the world. I mean, and they're intent on that. And when you say, look, this is my life, I own my life, I'm private property to me, I'll live my life as I choose, not as you choose. Aaron, what are you talking about? The world can't function that way. It's anarchy, you know.
Now, Mr. Russo. Now, again, obviously it wasn't David Rockefeller. You want to tell us which Rockefeller?
I'd rather not. I'd rather not at the moment.
So you had the CFR try to recruit you, and they said, hey, once you're in with us, you know, you're above the law, so don't worry what we do to the sheep.
It was, it's all done with intimation and winks and nods, you know. It's never blatant, you know. It's never really blatant.
Oh, I had one of the biggest networks 5-6 years ago try to recruit me, and they said, do you want to be a star, Alex, or on this crusade that's going nowhere? Here, here's your $1 million contract. Join us. I mean, I've literally had the meeting with the devil.
Yeah, I understand, and so have I. And it is the devil, and I really believe that. You know, it's real. I shouldn't say it's evil. It's truly, truly evil, and I can't live that way. I like to think of myself, you know, as Mel Gibson did in Braveheart or Spartacus. I want to fight, and I want to be in the forefront of the fight. And restore individual freedom to America, and bring back Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and all the great people who formed this country and gave us the greatest document in the history of the world for self-governance.
Well, that's my point, is that America is America because of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and now they say defend liberty, give us your freedoms, and by the way, when the terror attack comes, give up all your rights. And I mean, it's so ridiculous. They're killing this country. Bush says the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And in a way, that's true. The globalists are the terrorists, and they attacked us to get our freedoms.
And the truth is, they give us no choices. I mean, Bush and Kerry are the same person. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I use this analogy. Imagine this beautiful woman was in a terrible car accident, and her face was completely disfigured, and it needs plastic surgery desperately. And so George Bush says, okay, let's put a little eyeliner on her right side of her face. And John Kerry says, let's put a little mascara on the left side of her face. And that's what we're going to do. This country needs plastic surgery. It needs an overhaul from top to bottom. We've lost everything that we ever had here. And we've got to restore it. We've got to bring it back. And that's what's necessary. And there's no one out there doing it. So I've decided to run and push it out there and use all my knowledge, everything I know in my life, to win this campaign.
Folks,
and I believe that we can do it. I really do, that we can actually tap in. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give out a phone number.
Yeah, we're going to do that when we get back. I was about to, but we're out of time.
You got it.
Well, here it is once. If you want a free info pack on the campaign, it's 877-279-9422, 877-279-9422. To get a free info pack from Aaron Russo, 877-279-9422. Give it out when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, if you want a free info pack on Aaron Russo's presidential campaign and how to get involved, 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Or just go to his website. And it's a great site, just full of information and what Mr. Russo stands for. And, Aaron, how many different websites do you have? Which website should we plug?
RussoForPresident.com.
Now, that's the one I've got linked to on Infowars.com, RussoForPresident.com. And just a self-serving plug here. I was talking to you during a break, and you were telling me that another credential you've got is that you bought Road to Tyranny about a year ago from me. What did you think of that video?
I love that video. I must tell you, I truly admire your work. I really, really do. You're a fighter. You stand up to what's going on in this country. You're trying as hard as you can to let people know. And as much as they try to marginalize you, you're out there doing it.
Well, here I am basking in the glow of Aaron Russo telling me I'm doing a good job. But I just want to point out that Aaron is taking action, further educating himself and involved, looking at all of this. We've got a whole bunch of phone calls here that I'm sure want to talk about every issue under the sun, and it all ties into why you're running for president against this tyranny. But before we do that, I know you got a lot to talk about. Any other key points you want to hit on, Aaron?
Well, I think it's very important that people have to learn about the military draft that's coming. You know, the Department of Defense put up on their website a posting calling for people to man the draft boards. And I took that.
And that's a universal draft, by the way, men and women.
Yes.
And you'll have to serve here domestically as their slaves.
That's right. And all men and women between the ages of 18 and 26. And so I took that posting, I put it on my website, and as soon as I did that, within a day and a half, it was off the Department of Defense's website.
Yeah, that became a news item of why they pulled that. And they admit, I've had Ron Paul, Congressman, and others on, they're getting ready for a draft. One of the versions is to age 49. And it's professionals to be drafted to serve domestically.
Medical people, exactly. Exactly. Look, people, we are slaves to the government. It's time to stop it. There's no more time left. I'm out here doing my thing, my job, trying to run for president. We're doing a great job.
And people, Aaron, you are doing a great job, but this isn't even a war, you know, to fight some real enemy. No, this is a war that the Energy Commission, the PNAC documents admit, for oil and empire.
No, there's no question. There's no question about it. So, you know, I'm just trying to give the people a choice and say there really is a choice in this next election. Mobilize, help me. You know, I can't do it alone. But I got to tell you, we're really doing fantastic. And because I've come out of the establishment, I will be receiving lots of press. And I also believe I can make the debates. I believe that. I honestly do, to the bottom of my heart.
How do we help you do that?
Mount Everest, you don't look at the peak. You look at the first plateau.
How do we help you do that?
How do you help me? By going on the website, by volunteering to help, by making donations, by talking to your neighbors, by spreading the word and saying Russo's the guy for president, let's all get behind him. Let's do exactly what Ross Perot did, a grassroots audience, a grassroots campaign that tells the establishment we're here to fight now. And we have somebody who's running who you can't marginalize. The beauty about me is it's hard to marginalize me.
Let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fine.
Hey, Mark. I was actually holding on since before.
I understand. Go ahead.
I was on, but what I say, there's a nexus here being you're running for president, sir. I've noticed that you know, whenever the U.S. government is, you know, hunting down this ghost Al Qaeda and ghost Taliban, they seem to, you know, surround and capture and kill and injure like certain figures, and then right on cue, you know, some LCIADA. ISI, Taliban operative comes forward to say, "Oh no, we're alive. You know, they're not dead."
Yeah, they don't even change the names. They kill the same people over and over again. Aaron, comments on that?
El Zawahiri, excellent case. In fact, I'm kind of concerned because now they're saying that these LCIADA operatives have nukes, and I noted end of December
suitcase nukes.
Excuse me, December 2001 is all over the news. CNN, New York Times. El Zawahiri was killed. Then it turned into, some of the Taliban, shadowy Taliban figure stepped forward and said, no, he's still safe, he's alive.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Mark, and that's a segue into an important question. The globalists, we know 9/11 was only a pretext for control. They're now saying even bigger events. The government stands to gain from more attacks, and they're talking about even bigger attacks. I mean, clearly, this is scary. What do you see happening if there's another terror attack?
Well, I think they're going to suspend the Constitution.
In fact, two top generals have said that.
Yeah, Wesley Clark said that. I know that. Who else?
Well, we've had Tommy Franks. We've had
Franks. Excuse me, not Wesley Clark. I meant Tommy Franks.
Yeah,
that's
Franks has said stuff like that, too, by the way. But so you were right on that, too, even though you were wrong. And then on top of it, we've had the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, there in Colorado Springs where we're on the radio. But, you know, if we had you as president, you'd know how many continents there were, and you wouldn't say subliminal, and you'd know about missing suitcase news. I don't know if you're good for president because you actually know too much.
Well, if I were president, you know, what I would do, I would close down our bases overseas. I'd bring all our troops home, defend our borders, stop all this illegal immigration. And, you know, once you start getting involved with other countries' problems, they become your problems.
But look at you. You're quoting the founder of the country, George Washington, again. You can't be trusted. Hey, what did you think in Road to Tyranny where FEMA tells the police at the founding fathers that all Christians are terrorists?
Oh, right, right. That was amazing. I had never heard that before until I saw Road to Tyranny.
That's incredible, though.
I mean, you know, it's so convoluted. It's so sick what's happening. You know, there's so many instances and so many examples of this craziness that there's no choice but to stand up and try and get this thing back, get our country back. You know, what else are we going to do? I mean, we can sit here and complain about it and talk about it and have all our theories and all this experience. But the fact of the matter is, we got to take action. We need action.
Well, I think bottom line, you're going to get the word out, period. And certainly focus the debate into some real issues.
Oh, I certainly will. I mean, but we need your help, Alex, and I'm glad I'm on your show today talking about it.
Well, we'll have you back up whenever you like, especially during the campaign. Let's talk to Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks. If I lived over in the U.S., I would definitely vote for you, but I don't, so I went and fired off your that link to your website to all my American buddies. I have a lot of them over there, so...
Hey, great.
I just wanted to point out that I was going through a news article that I downloaded from InfoWars from November 27, 2001. Did Bin Laden have help from U.S. friends? I noticed at the very bottom it said, this weekend Spain announced it would not extradite suspected al-Qaeda terrorists to the U.S. as long as Bush plans to try such people in military tribunals. We should recall that the Taliban imposed conditions on their extradition offer too, conditions the U.S. deemed unacceptable. Will Madrid be the anti-terror coalition's next target?
Where was that?
That was out of thestar.com.
When?
November 27, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching your 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I saw it on there, and of course I started flipping through my papers because what I'm trying to do is get a presentation set up so I can go through all these news articles at a veterans meeting. I've been getting pretty close and chummy with some World War II veterans over here that are getting messed over with their pensions and everything. I videotaped one of their question and answer sessions with the VA, which I'll be sending to you, Alex. And one of the Spitfire pilots from WW2 called up and he says, I want a copy of that. Well, I swept the Masters of Terror, too, and he calls me up a few days later, and he's like, wow, I really love that 9/11 video. He said, how can Americans be so stupid? I said, well, they're watching TV. He's like, Playboy Channel, that's what they're watching.
I hear you. Thanks for what you're doing. Aaron, we have the most active audience out there. Every day they're having an effect. And we have the power. If the people move, the establishment has no control over us.
Exactly. If you just take the action, that's all it takes at this point.
A lot of life's just showing up, isn't it?
It's perspiration. It's not just showing up. It's also perspiration.
You got to get in the game.
You need the elbow grease.
That's it.
What I find most difficult is people talk about freedom. They say they want freedom, and they don't get involved. They sit and talk about it. They want to complain.
Well, I think your run for the presidency is important, and I agree with your policies. I think you're great. At the same time, I think there should also be a big focus, as you did, running for governor, running for city council. Everybody, that's you. I'm talking to you out there. You need to run for office.
That's right. Get busy. Run for. If you're a constitutionalist, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, run for office.
And bottom line, you'll educate people that are politically active. Up next, who's up next? Who should I go to next? Maggie in Texas. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi, Alex. During your last segment, you broadcast a short list of those shadowy global entities like the Trilateral Commission and I believe the CFR, and you also mentioned the Committee of 300. I'm wondering whether the Committee of 300 is based at UT or is it simply similarly named to a UT committee?
No, I would imagine it's similarly named. It's based in Rome, and it's just one more of these interlocking global directorates. Aaron, any comments on these shadow ruling elite?
Well, we know what their intent is. It's about globalism. It's the one world order. And I don't know all their organizations. I mean, we know the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Committee of 300, the Rome. But, I mean, it's just all part of the big game. What really has to be stopped is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is what gives them so much power.
Yeah,
whoever coins the money makes the rules.
Maggie, thanks for the call. You keep bringing up the Federal Reserve. It is the central point of their power, 1913. In a minute or two, break down what the Federal Reserve really is.
Sure. You want me to do it now?
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, but essentially, first of all, you should realize America has $72 trillion in unfunded liabilities, which means that either that money has to be created out of thin air, further destroying the currency we have in this country, or they have to renege on the debt, okay, which would cause a huge depression. Essentially what happens is the Federal Reserve is a method of keeping all Americans on a plantation without them knowing it. It's like being a slave on a plantation. You go to borrow money from the bank, and they say to you, okay, we're going to put the money in your account, and they hit their computer, and all of a sudden you have money in your account, buy a computer, Where'd that money come from? It was created out of thin air. But now you have to work the rest of your life to pay them back the principal and the interest on money that they made out of nothing.
That they just created with zeros and ones, and that's the monopoly. So the globalists don't produce cars or computers.
They produce nothing. They have a concession to make money for America. And now they have a concession to make money for the world. And by having that concession, by making the dollar the legal standard, you have to accept Federal Reserve notes as legal money. That means that these people can own everything.
And now,
whoever borrows money, they control.
And now they've decided to make the euro the money, so they're plunging the dollar by over 40%.
Well, the dollar, what's happened with the dollar is last year, for example, people sitting are now saying that we're $500 or $600 billion in deficit this year. That's not true. We're over $1 trillion in deficit this year. And when I say that to people, I say, what do you mean, how to prove that? And it's very easy to prove. All you have to do is look at the national debt 12 months ago, look at the national debt today, and you'll see the increase in the national debt is over $1 trillion. That is your deficit. That's your real deficit. So that means we are, every day of the year, we are going over $3 billion in deficit every day. Okay? It can't continue. It cannot continue that way. And what's happening is, all of America is indebted. Everybody's living off their credit cards. Go to college. Go take a college loan.
Hey, wait a minute. Bush says that fast food is an industrial job, and that we've added 4 million industrial jobs.
It's so sick. It's so sick. It's hard to even.
Well, he says his economic commission says exporting more jobs is good.
Exporting more jobs is good.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
Alex, it's gone so far. It's so sick that, it's hard to even relate to it sometimes.
No, it is.
I feel like I'm in a surrealistic nightmare sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. Rod Serling's about to walk in and say, in a place and time.
Even that shock and horror of the war, I felt like it was like some bad B movie. I couldn't believe that was actually happening. That people all over America are sitting there watching these buildings exploding like it was a fire.
It was like Hitler bombarding, major cities in Poland. The Stukas.
I missed the beginning of what you said.
Well, no, I mean, it was like watching Hitler when he bombarded Poland.
Exactly. I called Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Ashcroft the four pillars of fascism. He talks about the axis of evil, but we really have to fear the four pillars of fascism. That's the reality.
Now, let's take more calls. Russell in Texas, you're on the air with Aaron Russo. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. God bless you both. Hey, listen, I got some Libertarian Party details to talk about in Texas that are pretty urgent.
Sure.
We have a problem. Since 1986, we've retained ballot access.
Right.
Since 2002, we just fell short of the required election results.
Yes.
We have to collect 75,000 petition signatures to qualify, and we've got 53 days to do it. Okay?
How many signatures do we have?
I'm not sure. I got this from Pat Dixon, who's the chair of the ballot access.
Yeah, I know Pat. Right.
Okay, well, we've got 53 days to do it. I don't know where we are now. This came out on the 10th, so at the 10th, we needed 75,000 petitions.
What's the end date?
Let me see. I'll get to that in a second. One thing, though, if we don't get it, if somehow we fail, we won't be able to try again until 2006 because of the state rules here.
Right. They make it very tough on the third party.
Right. Sure. And, you want to talk about what that would do. I mean, we've got a lot of local libertarians running in this state. It's a wonderful thing. And we've grown.
Let me get Aaron's take on the CIA-run electronic voting machines. If you were president, would you order all those removed?
Not only would I order them removed, I would want them to be trashed and thrown out. I mean, the truth is, if you want to have electronic voting machines for speed, that's one thing. But if you're going to have an electronic machine, it has to put out a paper ballot. It has to put out paper results of how you voted.
But the League of Women Voters, the League of Women Voters is moving to block there being a record of how you vote. I mean, how obvious does it get?
We're at the end game here. You know that, Alex. We're at the end game. That's why we're doing what we're doing. But if you're going to have a ballot, an electronic machine, you have to have print out a paper ballot. The person who voted looks at the ballot and says, yes, that's how I voted, and then they drop it in the ballot box. And it's only the paper that counts. That's the only way it can work. But I'm very curious what this gentleman's saying about Texas. Is he gone?
No, he's still there.
Yeah, so what's our end date?
I've been looking for that right now. I don't think the paper that I was sent has it.
Say 50-something days?
Yeah, we've got 53 days as of today.
For 75,000 signatures.
Right, because we've got such a small time frame, we're going to have to use paid petitioners.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in a libertarian meeting speaking to the distinguished libertarians.
That's right.
I missed that, Alex.
I heard it was great.
Yeah. I already told the Libertarian Party that I was going to donate $250,000 out of the first $1 million I raised for ballot access.
Well, that's way more than we need here in the state. I want to thank you, and like I said, please contact the Texas Libertarian Party, lp.org, if you want to link around to it.
Okay, listen, I got to let you go. We got to go to break.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
We'll come back and talk to Steve and Bruce and others. Okay, thank you. Final segment with Aaron Russo. And then when we get into the third hour, I'm going to news blitz for about 20, 30 minutes because there's a lot of it. And then we'll go back to your calls. We've got about an hour and 10 minutes left. Stay with us, my friends. We shall return. And RussoForPresident.com, my website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's take a couple more calls for Aaron Russo, then a big news blitz, as I said, in the third hour that's coming up. Before we go back to Aaron Russo, I want to encourage every listener out there to get my documentary films you heard so much about, to get them and to make copies of them. You can make copies of my videos for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. Want to air them on Access TV? Want to given to public officials, authorities, our lords. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. I've also written a book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny. Carry a lot of other great information. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. And that's South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Nevada. Leon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, Alex, and hello, Mr. Russo.
Hello.
Hey, you know, first of all, let me just say thank you for Alex Jones for this program. I'm telling you, this guy is great, and I'm really thrilled that he's having you on the air.
Hey, thank you.
And what I'm curious about, do you have any kind of publicity packages or anything that people have access to?
So that's what we were saying. Go to the website or call 877-279-9422, and they'll send you one out free.
Yeah, for the packages, call a phone number. For the website, get more information. But if you want the package, you call that 877 number.
Absolutely, and I will certainly do that. And as a person that has worked with you closely in the past, I'd like to tell the listeners that you are 100% genuine and that you would be a fantastic candidate.
Oh, this is Leon from Nevada.
Yes, sir, it is.
Hi, Leon. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to call in. Thank
you. Leon, finish up. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, you're a fantastic candidate. I was hoping that, you know, there are going to be a lot of packages or something that people can put together to get out and go door-to-door or something. I've been working here in Nevada to try to get people motivated, and it's very difficult to get people off their couch.
Well, you guys got 30% of the vote in the governor run, so that's a big deal. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Let's go to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, go ahead.
So much. I appreciate it. I finally made it on here.
Go ahead.
Thanks, all you guys. You're doing a great job. I am running on a Libertarian Party this year. I had last year. Actually, I was with Ross Perot.
Do me a really big favor and turn your radio off.
Oh, okay, sir. I started with Ross Perot. I liked him. Then I run on a Reform Party, then Pat Buchanan, then a Libertarian Party. I'm running just for... I'm starting at the bottom, like you said. Nobody will run out here. And so it's one county's all Republican, one's all Democrat. And I've been in one county's all Republican. Every time they have county commissioners, nobody challenges them. So I got to get up and do it. And I've come pretty close, about 2,000-3,000.
Well, Aaron Russo started the Constitutional Party that Howard Phillips heads up. I mean, he's done a lot of great work, and I think it's all wonderful.
Well, what we're having, I don't know if Russo can make it out here. We're going to have our state convention here May 21st, 22nd, on a weekend there. And I don't know if he's going to be around. I'd sure like to get him out here, state convention here.
Well, get in contact with him.
I will see if he come out. Our biggest problem out here is immigration, illegals. We have a lot of people that are driving illegals, get car accidents.
Gotta let you go. We're unfortunately out of time. Aaron Russo, how would you handle the illegal alien situation?
I've been very clear with the Libertarian Party and with everybody. You know, as long as America is a welfare state, you can't have open borders, and I believe you have to enforce all the immigration laws and close the borders down. I don't think you can allow illegal immigration into this country. One group of people can't come in and have the government redistribute the wealth of another group and give it to them. It's ridiculous.
All right, Aaron Russo, we'll have you back on the show, and God bless you and Godspeed.
Thank you. God bless you, and all you can do is much appreciated.
You bet, my friend. Take care.
All right, buddy.
All right, RussoForPresident.com. Third hour, ton of news, more of your calls straight ahead. First, we'll cover some news. You do not want to miss this information. Very important. Stay with us, third hour, straight ahead.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.